Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. In states still recovering from Delta variant surges, there's concern over how hospitals that are already struggling will deal with the new Omicron variant of COVID-19. That includes Colorado, where two cases of Omicron have already been detected. Paulo Chalceda from member station Colorado Public Radio reports.
Although hospitalizations in Colorado have been trending downward recently, there are still about 1,400 people hospitalized from COVID, most of whom are unvaccinated. Colorado Governor Jared Polis appeared on ABC's This Week on Sunday, urging Coloradans to get vaccinated in preparation for a potential new wave brought on by the Omicron variant.
As far as the data that we have to date shows, the most effective way to prevent Omicron or any variant is simply to get vaccinated and then to get boosted 6 months later. And we're encouraging all Coloradans to do that.
Just under 68% of eligible Coloradans have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. For NPR News, I'm Paulo Chalceda in Denver.
Former senator and presidential candidate Bob Dole of Kansas died this morning. He was 98 years old. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
Dole's life almost ended early when he was hit by German machine gun fire in World War II and left with permanent disabilities. Kansans sent him to Congress in 1961, first to the House, then to the Senate. There, Dole built a reputation as a bipartisan dealmaker. Disabilities rights advocate Mike Oxford says Dole was responsible for the landmark Americans with Disabilities Act.
It's meant the world to so many people. Everyone knows Bob Dole and the disability community, and he is in the pantheon of our heroes.
Dole helped pass civil rights legislation and worked out a compromise that's kept Social Security solvent for decades. He served more than a decade as Senate Republican leader and ran for president in 1996. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.
Israeli justice officials are investigating whether police officers used excessive force when they shot and killed a Palestinian attacker in Jerusalem. The officers have been returned to duty. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Footage from Saturday's attack outside Jerusalem's Old City shows a 25-year-old Palestinian man stabbing an ultra-Orthodox Jewish civilian, then trying to stab an Israeli police officer. Officers shot him and he fell to the ground. Then the officers appeared to shoot him again as he was already lying on the ground incapacitated. Palestinian officials called it an execution, and there is debate in Israel whether police killed him unnecessarily. The officers were briefly questioned and released. Top Israeli officials praised the officers and redeployed them. A Justice Ministry spokeswoman said authorities are investigating, but that police have been exonerated in similar cases. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The college football playoff is now set. The University of Cincinnati, which won the AAC Conference Championship on Saturday, they'll play Alabama on New Year's Eve, while Michigan will play Georgia in the other game. You're listening to NPR News. Juries at a couple of international film festivals delivered their verdicts this weekend on the best movies of the year. The awards highlight promising young directors. NPR's Jerome Sokolovsky has more.
The Torino Film Festival in Italy chose Turkish director Salman Najjar's Between Two Dawns as best picture. The movie explores the moral implications of an accident in a family-owned textile factory. The jury said the film was directed with intelligent sobriety and said it reveals a big new talent. Halfway around the world in Singapore, the winner was a debut film by Iranian director Panah Panahi. Hit the Road follows a family on a chaotic but comical trip through the rugged landscape of Western Iran. Panahi has said he got help on the script from his father, award-winning director Jafar Panahi. His movies have been banned in Iran since 2010. Jerome Sokolovsky, NPR News.
Virginia will remove a 40-foot-tall pedestal in Richmond that until recently held a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Governor Ralph Northam has said the pedestal would remain, but reversed course over the weekend. His administration also said it would transfer ownership of the grassy traffic island where the statue once stood to the city of Richmond. Disney's Encanto remained at the top of the box office this weekend, earning $12.7 million. Ghostbusters, Afterlife, and House of Gucci were second and third in ticket sales. The weekend after Thanksgiving is considered a quiet time at the box office. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.